Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Kennedy, former MLB manager who is now a Dodgers radio voice. Kevin joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Kevin, this got to feel pretty good, right? Manny Machado joins in. That hole created by Corey Seager at shortstop is filled in a major, major way.
Yeah, you know, and we all saw what happened at the All-Star game with Matt Kemp and Machado, and Matt sharing selfies, and Matt later explained, "Oh, I've known Manny. You know, we used to work out in Miami together, et cetera." But yeah, it seemed pretty definite that trade was going to go down, and we know that Baltimore, when you trade with Baltimore, and five players were involved going to Baltimore, that historically they've usually had some type of problem with a couple of players going back because of the passing of the physicals or not passing of the physicals. So when we heard that, a lot of people thought in L.A. that trade was going to be busted up. But I felt they had gone that far and that many prospects. The main guy, Diaz, was not the guy that failed his physical. So I felt like the deal was going to go through. So now you've got Manny Machado, who probably is going to hit third in the Dodger lineup, I would assume. You know, Matt Kemp's had a phenomenal year. Justin Turner is not 100% yet with the wrist problem, and lately he's had a little bit of a hip issue going on as well. And with Taylor not having as big a year as he did last year, striking out an awful lot, he's played great at shortstop. There was a need for another right-handed bat in the Dodgers lineup, and they went and got the best guy available, that's for sure.
This is one of those situations where when you make a trade like that, when you do something that alters your season that much, I imagine there were some that said, let's go play a game. Let's not wait till Friday. Can we start it now?
I think the fans feel that way in L.A. You know, last weekend against the Angels, I mean, the Dodger fans are coming out no matter what. They sold out the weekend series. They averaged 54,000 every day, and same thing in Anaheim the weekend before. So the fans are going to come out. Dodgers worked their way from being 10 games under to, you know, being first place by a half a game. That's a tight division with Arizona, obviously, a half a game back. Colorado had a good finish. They're only two back, and the Giants are hanging in there as well. So Dodgers knew they had to do something because those teams aren't going away, and we don't know what they're going to do. Arizona tried to get Manny Machado as well. But with Corey Seager, as you said, out for the year, that all season long has been a huge hole because that's been the Dodgers' number two hitter. However, Max Muncy, you know, gets called up from the minor leagues, a guy that got released by Oakland, and he steps up, and all he does is hit 22 home runs prior to the All-Star break. And mostly he's been hitting number two lately, and Jock Peterson's been leading off against right-handed pitching. So I was asked in L.A. the other day, well, now what happens with Turner? Don't you want your best hitters hitting in the first inning? And it's going to be interesting. I mean, Muncy can lead off because he works the count well. Dodgers don't run all that much. They wouldn't mind having a power guy leading off, especially in Milwaukee in this ballpark. And then Turner could hit two, and then Machado could hit three. Kemp could hit four. Bellinger, you know, lefty bat could hit five. There's a lot of different ways that the Dodgers can go because they have so many lefties and righties, and the splits are pretty good with those guys. That's by design. And then a lot of those guys play different positions. I think the biggest question is what happens to Chris Taylor? Where does he go? Does he go back to center? Do they move him to second base? Who's going to be off the roster today? You know, Logan Forsythe has not hit in 2 years as a Dodger, although his defense has been great. Utley has been the best pinch hitter for the Dodgers, even though he announced his retirement. I can't imagine them taking him off the roster because we go to Philadelphia after we're done in Milwaukee here. So there's a lot of questions that the Dodger fans are anxious to hear about, aside from, you know, Manny Machado.
Going to be a fun series. Dodgers in town for three starting tonight. Now, we'll step into the other dugout for a second. The Brewers in a very unique position. They lost six in a row and then had 4 days to sit there and think about it. Now, as an MLB manager, when you were managing and you had a team that did this, would it be good or bad in your mind to come off a losing streak and then have to sit on that for 4 days?
You want to get rid of that losing streak usually. I was fortunate my very first year, somehow back in 93, we actually went into Toronto, who won the World Series 2 years in a row under Cito Gaston. And in our division, we had played pretty well leading up to the break. And I remember we had a four-game series, and I told my coaches, I said, boy, this could make us or break us right here. And we had a lot of injuries, and somehow we swept Toronto four straight. We were one game out in our division. That's the days of only two divisions, by the way. And the fans thought that, you know, they thought I was Joe McCarthy or something. You know? And we did end up finishing second that particular year in my rookie year, but that really felt good going into the All-Star break. When you lose five to the Pirates, who, by the way, the Dodgers had just seen the Pirates recently, and their pitching was just really scuffling. And I think the Dodgers, I mean, averaged about 12 runs a game against them. So it was shocking to me that the Brewers got swept in five games. But that just shows you how our game is. I have a lot of respect for the Brewers because they have a really good team. I've been following them all year long. And, you know, I have a 10-year-old nephew that, by the way, his favorite team is the Brewers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And his mom he's 10 years old, and he just likes Milwaukee. And little did he know that I grew up with Robin Yount. I haven't even told him that one yet, and I don't think he knows who Robin Yount is, but I grew up with Robin and played high school ball with Robin. We've been great friends for years. And then my first year managing happened to be Robin's last year, his 20th year in the big league. So a little irony there, and I didn't influence my nephew by saying anything yet. So when he gets a little bit older, I think he'll start to understand who Robin Yount is and was as a Brewer. But the Brewers have a really good team. I mean, Hader's been unbelievable. Knable being back, I know they've had their injuries too over there. And you know, Nelson is just an ace. When he gets back, if and when he gets back, they're going to be in good shape. But I know the Brewers probably want to do something sooner rather than later, just like a lot of teams, because they're right there. Yeah, Chicago's played better lately, but we saw them, you know, not too long ago either. And they're a team that has some holes. They can be beat. There's no doubt about it. They just got hot at the right time, and the Brewers got cold at the wrong time. But they're right there, and I think that with Craig Counsell, the way he runs a game, and with the addition of Kane and Yelich, and the depth of that lineup and the bench when they're healthy, I think the Brewers are still going to be there before it's all said and done. I do believe the Brewers are going to be a playoff team this year, no matter what.
That's something great to hear right there, that we have October baseball in Milwaukee. They'll appreciate it. The other thing about this Brewers team, and I'm always curious when someone is coming into town to see this, and you've watched them this year, so you know this already, is they do a ton of stuff in terms of shifts. I mean, this is a thing now in the game with shifts and launch angles and fly balls and all of this stuff. But I feel like the Brewers still lean a little toward the extreme side. They do more of this and apply more of this to their game than most teams. Is that true, or are they more in the middle now?
Yeah, you know, I'm always on the Milwaukee trip. I do about 40 to sometimes 45 games for the Dodgers on radio. I'm a, you know, roving broadcaster for the Dodgers the last 7 years, and I'm always on the Milwaukee trip, and I'm always glad to be in Milwaukee. I love coming to Milwaukee. I always have. And I always get to see the Brewers. And, you know, last year I thought everybody knows they had a real chance to make it. So I've seen Craig Counsell since he's taken over, and, of course, the new general manager, et cetera. And that's the way the front office goes today, and guys are shifting now with their shortstop and third baseman with two strikes. They're putting their shortstop back to the left side, and that makes more sense because he's got the most range with two strikes. It won't be a bunt most likely, et cetera. So, yeah, they do. They do a lot of shifting. The Dodgers, they do their fair share of shifting too now. You know, it's new for the Dodgers with this new ownership the last several years. And Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi, their front office, they have a lot of front office people and analytics people now. They keep growing in that front office, so they keep throwing the information down. And Dave Roberts will do a lot of shifting, constant shifting. If not a total shift, they'll put people up the middle, and somebody will hit a rocket right up the middle, and there's Chris Taylor standing there, which is really, you know, for hitters that are used to doing that growing up, you know, I was a guy – Hit the ball up the middle, go back up the middle, go to right field, go the other way. I was a right-handed hitter. Well, now if you do that, you know, you're an out. So I think hitters, what I am seeing with hitters, they are starting to adjust, though. When balls are away, if the pitcher can execute, the shift works great. If the pitcher doesn't execute, then you're really pitching against your defense. And that's really how, you know, we did it back in my day. Is we didn't do shifting as much. We might have gone a few steps to your left or a few steps to your right, which is something that Perry Hill with Miami does. The Marlins, they don't do a ton of shifting, true shifting. But at the same time, we've got hitters. Like if you Chase Utley, for example, his first year with the Dodgers, everybody would shift on him. They thought he was a dead pull hitter. There would be almost nobody on the left side. Chase just started taking advantage of that. He'd go inside out on the fastball in. If you got a pitch away, forget about it. He'd just slap it right to left field and get a base hit. He runs harder than anybody else. He doesn't steal a ton anymore, but he's still fast. And he'd get on base. And so teams stopped shifting on him. I noticed that. So if you make an adjustment, and I don't mean if you're a power guy hitting 40 home runs, give yourself up every time and slap a single, but try to drive the ball. If the ball's away, people have power going the opposite field. I've seen Yelich do it. I've seen a lot of guys do it, you know. And Dodgers are capable. Max Muncy, if you pitch Max Muncy away, he'll take you out. And I've seen him go to left field at Dodger Stadium, out deep. I've seen him go to dead center. If you make a mistake with your fastball in, I've seen him turn on it and hit it, you know, 440 feet up into the pavilion. So some hitters are making an adjustment, but by and large, guys are going on these algorithms today that tell you, well, this is where the gap ball is going to be hit. But again, you're assuming that the pitcher has execution. And if he doesn't, then the shift really goes out the window a lot of times.
I think we could do this for like 3 or 4 hours talking baseball. Kevin Kennedy, really appreciate it. Great insights. Looking forward to your call. Rick Monday's with you, right, for the weekend?
Yeah, he's in town, and we're going to have a little lunch right now. And absolutely. He just flew in last night. He was on his vacation, so I'm on 6 days of this trip, and I did the last 5 prior to the trip, and we love working with each other. We're great friends. So, yeah, I'm going to see Rick in about 20 minutes here.
Looking forward to the call on the Dodgers Radio Network. Kevin Kennedy, much appreciated. Thanks for joining us here.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thanks.
Kevin Kennedy on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider are hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.